John, I'm happy when I'm weak and you're strong. I want you to be perfect.
What? What?
All I've ever heard ministers say about perfection is, no one can be perfect, of course. Only Jesus can be perfect, right? Paul wasn't perfect. Boy, for a guy, but he was the guy who taught, you know, do you teach other people to be perfect? Are you yourself perfect? You know, he said, you say a man should not blaspheme. Do you commit sacrilege? You know? So, Paul wants people to be perfect. What, he isn't perfect? I tell you, he does not count himself to be already perfect. But I tell you what, Paul was not a fornicator. Paul was not, you know, perfection is more than not sinning. You know? To do no evil is not to be perfect. To do all the best good. You know, it is not to be perfect is to just, oh, you know, like if I were to never sin again in my life, that would not make me perfect. But still, I want to be perfect. So, the perfection he's looking for in them is a perfection that he has already attained himself. There are different levels of perfection. Meaning, you know, you can be perfect at one particular area, or two, or three, or four, or five, but to be perfect in every way, obviously, is beyond our reach, right? But whatever measure we attain, that we want to stick to. And in fact, the very chapter where Paul talked about not being perfect, when he says, I don't look back, I look forward, I press. You know, and in verse 15, in the same chapter where he says, I don't count myself to be perfect, right? In verse 15 of Philippians 3, that same chapter, he says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Be what minded? He said, I press towards the mark. I have this mindset of pushing forward. That's my mindset too. I am not perfect yet, but God has perfected something. I am absolutely a sober man. You know? I am perfectly sober. I have sobriety down to a perfect state. I am perfect in it. I don't do drugs. You know? I don't I'm not addicted. You know, I have, my mind is clear. I have soberness. And I'm learning to be temperate in all things, in eat, in drink, in love. You know, to be temperate. That's on the way. But I haven't perfected that yet. To be temperate in all things. But you could be temperate in all things and sober and not be perfect in everything. You know what I'm saying? So whatever measure you've already attained, whatever rule you've already gotten to, you know, whatever we have already, let's hang on to that and look forward and move forward. Go from faith to faith, not from faith backwards. Let us go forwards in faith, forwards in righteousness. Let us believe God and receive from Him the divine nature and the promises that pertain to it. I wish your perfection. I wish my perfection. That is a good thing. That's nothing to be ashamed of. That's nothing to be mitigated. Or say, well, we can never be perfect. But I will be perfect. My life, the finish of my life, when I die, my death will be the culmination of all the perfection I've been working to. It's not like, what I mean is, you don't die suddenly and then wake up resurrected, now I'm perfect. Before I died, I was a big sinner. I was a fornicator, but I believed in Jesus, and I died, and I became perfect. You are not going to enter in the kingdom of heaven with this righteousness being a strange thing to you. To the last moment of my life, I was a pervert. And I was a sinner. Pervert. I used to say, pervert. I was a pervert and a drunkard and a fool. But I died believing in Jesus. Oh, I believed in Him since I was 18. But, you know, I never gave it much heed, except that I kept that in the back of my mind. And I expect that when I wake up in heaven, I'm going to be perfect. No. Jesus Christ was not perfect in His lifetime. He was perfected. It pleased him, we're going to do this in Hebrews, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through sufferings. Sufferings made Jesus perfect in every way. See what I'm saying? He was perfectly without sin, true. But, and without spot or blemish, true. But he was not perfect. He needed to suffer. I need to suffer. I need to die to be perfect in every way. But I am perfect in the ways that I have been perfected in. As, that's what Paul's talking about. As many as us as be perfect, let's stop. Let's not look backwards. Let's look forward. You know? Paul, you think you're perfect. If you think I think that, then you probably have not understood me. And you probably should not listen to me. And you probably would have stopped listening long ago. So I probably don't need to address you. Verse 10, therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness. He's still trying not to be sharp when he comes. I'm telling you ahead of time. You take care of it. I don't want to come there and be sharp with you, because I can do it. They say his letters are weighty, but when he comes in presence, it's despicable. Well, you know what? I can change that. I don't have to be all abased and humble. You want me to come with a rod? God has given me power to use sharpness. It's a lot, I'll tell you what, it is much easier to be, I'd rather be sharp through a letter than in person. Sharp in person is much more painful. It can hurt. It is so easy to cut, and it's such a delicate operation. You can screw up and create all kinds of hurt in somebody. A letter can be considered, and it's always less personal. He's trying to use sharpness in this last chapter and in these other chapters to try to prevent having to use it in person, which will be much more devastating, but not to their destruction. I don't want to use this to destroy you or some of you, but to edify all of you. Finally, goodbye. Farewell. You know, do well. Be well. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. What's interesting is farewell should be, it literally means to be well. So you could translate this, finally, brethren, be well, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind. And I believe live in peace could also be, let me see if that word live is actually there.